First Corinthians, if you would. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Chapter 10, verse 1-3. First Corinthians. The Bible says, "There had no temptation taken you but such as it is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. But we with the temptation also, God makes a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. There had no temptation taking you but such as it is common to man. But God is faithful." So tonight I'll be speaking to us on this short sermon titled, "The Faithful God." Say after me, "The Faithful God." How many of you know that it is because of God's faithfulness that this ministry, Victory Word Outreach, has been here for the past 40 years? Amen. It is through God's faithfulness. So God is faithful. Say, He is faithful.
He is faithful.
Say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
So the word faithful means dependable. The word faithful means reliable. God is dependable. God is reliable. So where we read from the scripture says, "There had no temptation taking you but such as it is common to men." So every one of us are facing with diverse kinds of temptation, but still the Bible says those temptations are not a new temptation. They are very common. So whenever God wants to speak to man, God speaks to man through his spirit. So God speaks to you through your spirit. Proverbs 20:27, the Bible said, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly." So your spirit is a connecting point by which God relates to you. God is a God of relationship. God wants us to relate to him. You cannot do the work of God without the God of the work. You cannot be a soul winner without being a God's lover. You cannot be a soul-winning ministry without being a God's lover. A God's lover, a lover that loves, that pursues after the heart of God. A lover that pursues after the will of God. So God speaks to us, to our spirit. So our spirit is the connecting point. And that is what the Bible says, guide your heart. Because when you receive it from your spirit, it registers in your heart. And your mind assess it and you begin to act on it. Guide your heart with all diligence. For out of your heart are the issues of life. So whenever the devil wants to speak to man, the devil cannot speak to our spirit. Because God is a jealous God. He does not want to share his terrain with anybody. Amen. God does not want to share that terrain of the spirit realm with the devil. So the only place comfortable for the devil to speak to us is through our mind. But there is a solution there. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 from verse 2, it says, "Be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be ye what? Transformed by what?" Come on, Bible student. By what? "By renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that which is good, perfect, and acceptable will of God." So be able to prove what is good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. So if you want to be in constant relationship with God, you must constantly presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. So the Bible says there is no temptation taking us but such which is common to man. So whatever you are going through today, somebody has been through what you are going through. If you are going through credit card problems, if you are going through mortgage problem, somebody somewhere on this planet has been through what you are passing through. But God, who is faithful, has delivered somebody from that same problem, which is very new to you. Your problem may be very new to you, but it's not new in the eyes of God. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Whatever you are going through today, somebody has been through it. The faithful God delivered that person. Amen. So he will deliver you. Amen. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 9, 10 and 11. The thing that has been is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. Is there anything we may say, look, this is new. It has already been of old. In verse 11 it says, there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of those things which shall come after. So simply the Bible is saying, your problem is not a new one. Your problem is not a new one, but to you, it is a new problem. And that is what the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. With some of your heart, some of your heart, almost all of your heart, few of your heart, just 25% of your heart, with all thy heart, and lean not in thy own understanding, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. So trust in God with all thy heart, and lean not in your five senses. Lean not in your own five senses. Your five senses want to get out of the problem. But God says, in my time, I'll make all things beautiful. Not in your own time. And you are crying, Lord, why am I going through this problem? Why am I going through it? But let me tell you, you need to go through it in order to perfect you. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 2 and 3, thou shalt remember these 40 years I have led thee in the wilderness. It is to humble you. It is to prove you. It is to know what is in thy heart, whether thou wouldest obey my command. For as it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You have to learn to know the word of God by heart. Hallelujah. You have to learn the word of God by heart. The Bible says that the word that I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. That was exactly what happened when the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Jesus brought out this scripture. And the devil was quoting the scripture. You know, sometimes the enemy will use some scripture to tell you the mind of God. But you need the discernment of God to know when the devil is speaking and when God is speaking. The Bible says, I am the good shepherd. My sheep heareth my voice. You need to understand the voice of God. You need to have an intimate relationship with God to understand how he speaks, when he speaks. And the moment you know this, you will not miss the voice of God. The devil spoke to Jesus and he says, get yourself out of this mountain, for as it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, lest thou dash thy foot to stone, in the book of Psalm chapter 91. Hallelujah. But Jesus did not let the devil remain in Psalm 91. He took the devil back in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. It says, for as it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. When he commanded him to command the stone to become bread, he quoted the scripture. He quoted scriptures. Tempt not the Lord thy God. He uses scriptures to fight against the devil. You need to have the word of God in your heart. Guide your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart are the issues of life. Hallelujah. Guide your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So God is faithful. Somebody say God is faithful.
God is faithful.
He is faithful. He never fails.
Amen.
Whatever God says is who he is. God can never lead you where grace will disappoint you. God will never give you assignment that is bigger than you. There have no temptation taking you but such as it is common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. God knows your limit. God knows what you can handle. Whatever that comes on your way, God knows that you are equal to the task. You are wondering, why am I going through this problem? You are going through that problem because the enemy knows that you are holding the ball. Have you ever seen in any, you call it soccer here, with your hands, you're playing soccer. In London, we don't play soccer with our hands. If we call it football, it is football. But you call football handball. Is it the other way? Football is your handball. Our own football is foot. But your own football is this one. Now, in the world of sports, have you ever seen the opponent pursuing anybody who were not holding the ball? If you are not holding the ball, will anybody pursue you? Will anybody chase you? Is it not the person that holds the ball that 11 players will begin to pursue the 11 players will be looking for one person holding the ball, isn't it? Why are they pursuing one man holding the ball? It's because he holds the ball. If he touched the line, it's going to be a goal. They don't want him to score the goal. They want to stop him. They want him to be stopped by every possible means. Why? Because he's holding the ball. There is a dream that you are holding that you see the host of hell looking after you. There is a dream that you are holding. The host of hell is chasing after you to destroy you. But let me tell you, the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, it is condemned. For this is your heritage. No weapon. Somebody say no weapon. No weapon. That's it. No weapon. We call it weapon. You call it weapon. I think the right one is weapon. When you come to Africa, weapon. No weapon formed against you. No matter how they were formed, it will not come near your dwelling place. The Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. I will say of the Lord, he is my God. In him will I trust. He shall keep thee from the noisome pestilence. He shall keep thee from the arrow that flyeth by day, or any pestilence that walketh by noonday. The Bible says that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. It will not come near your dwelling place. Because you have made the Lord your God, even the Most High, your habitation. So make God your inhabitation. Make God your hiding place. The Bible says the name of the Lord God is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. Keep yourself in the house of God. In the house of God, there is safety. In the hands of God, there is deliverance. In the hands of God, there is protection. In the hands of God, there is liberty. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. In the hands of God, there is safety. God is faithful. Faithful is he who has called you, who also that will finish it.
Amen.
Being confident for this very thing, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident for this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. In the midst of all the whole beautiful outfit, in the midst of all the whole good cars, wonderful and excellent family, when we leave this place, we still have things that we are trusting God for. We still cry in one way or the other. I am here tonight to tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone tonight. Make God your hiding place. Make God your city of refuge. Make God your fortress. The Bible says, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. God is faithful. He is faithful to Brother Adam. He is faithful to Sister Loretta. He is faithful even to you. If God did it for them, God will do it for you. Learn to trust the Lord with all their heart. Learn to depend on the will of God. Learn to know time and season with God. There's a time and season apportioned to God in everything. So there is a time for deliverance. There's a time for rejoicing. When the time of scarcity, the time of pain comes, learn to trust God. He will deliver you. He will not suffer your footstool to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 121 from verse 1, I will look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heavens and the earth. Lord, he that keepeth Israel, neither slumbers nor sleep. Learn to sleep over your troubles. You cannot solve your problem by being awake. During the Second World War, there was this story of a young lady, an old woman, just to be precise, an old woman. She was reading her scriptures during the Second World War. I don't know, I think it was either the German rockets shelling into Britain or the French rocket. It was just all over. The bombs were shelling all over. The neighbors were running helter-skelter. And lo and behold, in the morning, their neighbors came to see if the old woman survived the shelling of the bombs. And when they found the old woman, they said to the old woman, "Wow, it's good to see you, old woman. We thought you were affected yesterday, bomb." She said, "No. What happened, old woman?" She said, "While the bomb was shelling, I was reading the book of Psalm 121, where the Bible says, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. So I decided to sleep over my trouble. I went to bed and allowed God, who does not sleep, to watch over me." So, in other words, she slept even in the midst of the troubles and allowed the one that does not sleep nor slumber to watch. Two captains cannot be at the same time in a boat. You have to let God be your captain. Hallelujah. The Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He restoreth my soul." And he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no what? Evil. For what happened? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy." One thing about God that I like so much, that if God want to bless you, he will not hide the blessings. God knows how to bless you at the very corner of your enemies. He wants your enemies to witness his blessings upon your life. So he will just bless you so that you cannot hide the blessing. Say after me, "Oh Lord." Say, "Oh Lord, bless me beyond hiding." Do you know the kind of blessing? You can hide $10,000. You can hide $20,000. But when it runs into millions, you can't hide it. Do you know why? Your children will let you know that you can't hide it. Your children will learn to ride the best cars. The moment you try to hide it, your children will be buying Ferrari. They'll be buying Jaguar. They'll be buying all these big SUV from Japan. imported from Japan, not American cars. Hallelujah. They won't hide it. The more you stomp, please hide it. I said, no, Dad. How old are you, Dad? He says, 75. And how old am I, Dad? You are 25. Okay, Dad, you've lived your life. Let me live my life. So there are some blessings you cannot hide. Because those who mocked you, those who abused you, God want to bless you so that your enemies can witness his blessings upon your life. Amen. So tonight, I bring these good tidings to Victory Word Outreach. God is a faithful God. Learn to depend on the faithfulness of God. God doesn't bless you because of your righteousness. Let me tell you, hello. God does not bless you because of your righteousness. God blesses you because of his namesake. For your namesake. Yet though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. When you go through valleys, it's not a very good time. In the valleys, that's where you can say, Lord, how long will you do this to me, Lord? In the valley, it's a time of complaint. It's a time of, Lord, this is getting too much, Lord. It's a time when you begin to question God. It's a time when you begin to be agitated. It's a time when you begin to say, Lord, I don't like this man. This man. You know what I'm talking about. In the time of valley, why did you let me choose this woman? Among all the whole women in Denver, Colorado. Lord, you allow me to choose this woman. Oh God, is it a mistake, Lord? It is not a mistake. There's no mistake with God. God allow you to marry her because it is through her your real nature will be matured and matured and matured. God knows it is only her that will mature you. Marriage is an institution of no graduation. Marriage is an institution of no graduation. There's no graduation in marriage. Yet, you still have certificate. Marriage is an institution where the woman gets her master's and the man loses his bachelor degree. It's an institution where the woman gets her master's. I got it. Hello, my finger. I got the ring. I said yes. Where are you going? I'm going to see Robert. No. Tell Robert you're married. You're no more single. You've lost your bachelor degree. Praise God. Say after me, I am not a fool to lose what I can never keep to gain. What I can never lose. And that's the beauty of marriage. Learn to be a loser to those things that you can never keep in order to gain what you can never lose. Learn to be a big-time loser. Marriage is tolerance. Marriage is forbearingness. Marriage is adjustment. Learn to pass the ball in marriage. You don't hold the ball all by yourself. Learn to share the ball. Praise God. You are not a fool to lose what you cannot keep. What you cannot keep in marriage is pride. What you cannot keep in marriage is bad words. You can't keep those things and still be married. You'll be divorced the next day. You are not a fool to lose what you can never keep. Again, what you can never lose. So tonight, I want you to trust God in every areas of your life tonight. If you're single, thank God that you are single. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. If you are single, learn from other people's mistake. Other people's mistake. OPM. Somebody say OPM. Other people's mistake. Learn to learn from other people's mistakes. If you are single, count yourself so privileged that you can learn from other people so you don't make the same mistake. The mistake you can never make as a single lady is to marry the wrong person. If you see the red warning, if you see this warning signs, pull out. Don't get there if you see the warning signs. If you cannot wait till the wedding day, if you cannot wait till the marriage night, if you cannot wait, he's not the right person. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that love is patient and love is kind. Love is patience. If you don't have love, he will be agitating to score the goal. To score the goal before marriage. No, you don't do it. Learn to be faithful to God because God wants to be faithful to you. We live in a modern age. We live in a changing world. But God's ordinances never change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are things that never changes. God's ordinances never change. Things are changing. The world is changing, but not with God. God does not work with man's calendar, man's program. And that's why you have to be faithful with him. Faithful who has called you, who also that will do it. But learn to remain faithful with God. So tonight Bible study is all about the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. In the midst of trials, in the midst of temptation, remember, he is faithful. He will guide you, he will lead you, he will protect you. Only to those, the Bible says he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So tonight, lean not in your own understanding. Depend on God's word tonight. Depend on the will of God. He will guide you. He will protect you. Don't rush. If you rush, you make mistake. Learn to wait upon the Lord. Learn to ask God questions before you do something. Talk to God. He's your father. He hears you when you talk to him. He knows how to respond to you. But you must communicate to him. Don't figure it out before you talk to him. Talk to him first and ask for his direction. Hallelujah. Every battle, every prophet, every leader from the Bible, from this Bible, Genesis to Revelation, has always consulted God before they do something. Let us learn from their ways. Don't do things in your own ways. Don't go and take a car of $50,000 on a loan when you cannot even three square meal a day. Don't go and live in a $500,000 house when your income in a year is $80,000. You can't afford it. Don't say it's God have led you to it. No, it's not God, it's your flesh. Little is much when God is in it. Learn to start with God in a small way. And little, faithfully, as you walk with him, he's going to enlarge your coast. Hallelujah. So God is faithful. And he wants us to be faithful. And we're going to pray tonight to every prayer that we're going to pray for as many that are trusting God for something, a project, because the conference is over. The conference is over. But conference is still coming. The day that the conference ended on Saturday was the very, on Friday was the very night that the new conference started. The new conference 2018 started the same day that we ended it, the 2017 conference. So what are we going to do tonight? We're going to ask the Lord for big things. We're going to ask God to financially bless us and bless us to the point that 2018 conference, one person will say, Lord, as you have blessed me, I'm going to take care of something here. I'm going to take care of some business in your house. Hallelujah. You don't wait till the next conference before God blesses you. No. On Friday was the end of 2017 conference, and on same Friday at 9:01, we finished at 9 o'clock, 9:01 was the very time that the new conference started. The preparation begins. The planning begins. The working hard begins. So this is a time to ask God the east, west, north, and south, the hidden riches. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Lord for something. I don't know what your needs are. Is it family needs? Is it your children? Is it you want your wife to have a baby or whatever problem you have? As we bring the worship team back to the altar, and let us just, you know, come before the altar of God and ask the Lord for something. Is it salvation? Is it salvation? You are trusting God. You say, Lord, I need you more than ever, Lord. I want your direction. I am tired of my flesh guiding me, leading me astray, Lord. I need your strength. I need you, Lord. Whatever your problem is tonight, God is faithful. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will protect you tonight. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet as we make way to the altar, as we trust God tonight for the impossibles, for the miracles, miracle of financial provision, miracles of breakthrough, miracles, all kinds of miracles, because he has all power in his hands. He knows how to provide. He can wipe away your tears tonight. He can solve that problem tonight. He will quench your thirst tonight. He is faithful. He is dependable. He is reliable. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I surrender.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I surrender, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will answer.
Yes.